Parshat Ki Tavoh begins with the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim, the first fruits. That parsha is well known to us because it is the fundamental, the basis that we read and the recite in the Pesach Seder, in the Haggadah, because it relates to all the things that we have to do with Yetziat Mitzrayim. Birth of a nation, slavery to freedmen, freedom, and so on and so forth. The pageantry was unbelievable. People coming from all areas of Eretz Yisrael to bring of their first fruits. And the person who brings it, he recites something. So Rashi quotes a Sifri that the reason why he has to recite this, Yamarte love, is that She'encha Kafui Tova. That you should feel, I have no right to be ungrateful or thankless. I have to appreciate all of the brachot that I received from the Rebbein Shalom. So in the Sefer Yalkut Lekach Tov, he brings from the Mir of Europe, the Mir Mashkiach, Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, in his Dat Musar, who knows that the halacha is that you even bring Bikurim on one shibolet, one stalk. Doesn't have to be something necessarily large and great. A small little thing. And Rabbi Yerucham points out that no matter great or small that you receive from the Bnei Shalom as a bracha, or in that matter from any individual in the world, you're not allowed to be ungrateful. Show that you're grateful. Show that you're thankful. To show that you appreciate. And what's the point? One little stalk, that's all the Rebbeinu Shlom gave me? Well, that stalk, I can make of that into a meal. A stalk here, a stalk there, put them together, and I have everything. And in fact, perhaps, that gives us an understanding, it's an interesting bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. I thank you, Lord God, that you brought forth bread from the ground. Sorry, the bread didn't come from the ground. The bread came from the bakery. The bread came from my baking, my wife's baking. It came from the oven. But Rebbeinu Shlom gave me that shibolet. Just perhaps that one stalk. And with that, I can begin, I grind it, and knead it, and bake it. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Baruch Hashem, I'm thanking you for giving me that one stalk, that one grain, which I was able to build upon that and make that into a loaf of bread. When I entered YU, so it's after already a few years learning in Eretz Yisrael and 1 year learning, almost a year learning in Kfar Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael. And I entered Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's shir. And I felt very close to him. So the few times I had an opportunity to speak to him on various things, various subjects. And when I spoke to him something about chinuch, and he said something, you know, Chananya, I'm very thrilled and very excited that I'll be able to give a shiur to the top Talmidim at YU. Something I have to work on, I have to prepare, and I have to steig, and I have to express to you in such a way that you're willing to accept my Torah, my Chidushim. But I want to tell you something. If I was a Melamed Dardaki, if I would have to be a teacher in the first grade, I would feel that I am a link in the chain of producing people that appreciate or learn and study and grow and become Talmidei Chachamim in the Torah field. Mamish, if it was just the first grade. So here you have a Rebbe that has so much Torah to give over to his Talmidim, and he's saying to me that if he wasn't able to do that, not because of his qualifications, but because he was set in a certain situation where he was teaching very, very young children, he will still feel something wonderful about himself in a link in Torah and Yiddishkeit. So let's switch then, and let's ask ourselves the questions 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years later. I look back and I say, and who was my teacher in the first grade? Do I feel, or do I show any gratitude in the first grade, in the fifth grade, in the 10th grade? And I was a young balabos, or a young boy in a shul, and a rookie rabbi came in, and he taught me something. He was just the shibolet. Do I recite Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz? Because of that shibolet, that one grain, I was able to grow. And perhaps that is the concept, Rabbi Yerucham says, of the bringing bikurim on the smallest level, that I show and feel the gratitude. Kafui, tova should not be the name of my game. I cannot be ungrateful. And following this one more step, perhaps poshet pshat, that's the real reason we read the Parsha Bikurim at the Pesach Seder. The Avadim Hayinu B'Far Mitzrayim is showing gratitude, feeling thankfulness, appreciate the Rebbeinu Shlalom for the miracles that he did to Klal Yisrael. If we could only feel that as a nation, if we could feel that as individuals, what wonderful world it would be that we would be living in. Saying, Rebbeinu Shlalom, you just gave me the one grain, but I put it together and I created a loaf of bread. I'm not just thanking you for that piece of grain, I'm thanking you for the bread. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. What a bracha.